Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And today's episode is all about living on the edge. Yes. And what I mean by that is living on the edge of the storm. I was thinking back to a question I got a while ago from Charlie. Hopefully he's still out there listening. And, you know, he asked a question about, you know, some top tips for newcomers to Fortnite, or, you know, just newbies or people who are still, you know, getting the grasp of playing Fortnite and, you know, are trying to get better at, like most of us are. And one of the tips that I have for you today is to live on the edge of the storm. You know, if you land on the map and, you know, there's the initial cooldown period before they show you where the storm circle is going to be. If you end up outside of the storm circle, don't head to that circle right away. Wait for the cooldown period to start. Then when the storm starts moving, you still have a couple minutes to get to the edge of the storm. And again, I've had a previous podcast where you always want to keep your eye on the edge of the storm because people could be popping out of the storm as it closes, so you don't want to get caught from behind, but you could be that person that comes from the storm. Now, most people are going to go to try to get towards the middle of the circle, especially the more advanced players who are really good, because that will kind of give them an advantage towards the end of the game. But if you're really just trying to boost your skill, you know, you're trying to get to the end of the game so you can experience what it's like to be, you know, in the top 10, top 5, constantly in finishers, I would suggest, you know, going around looting, picking up your weapons, picking up supplies, and then each time that the storm is closing, you're just going to the edge of the storm when the storm is about to close in on the circle. That is going to give you a high chance of, it'll be the least likely that you'll run into anybody if you use this strategy. You're constantly going to be out on the edge, hopefully, you know, away from everybody. And so people usually, if they're already in the middle of the circle, they don't go out of their way to go out to the edges of the circle. So if you're on the edge, you're usually pretty safe. You're obviously, you know that nobody was behind you, so you can hang out there on the edge and not have to worry that somebody's running up from behind you from the storm if you are constantly keeping up with the storm and hanging around the edge. And again, the reason why you'd want to do this is if you're having trouble getting further in the game, you know, if you're constantly dying and, you know, towards the beginning of the game, or you're not getting better than, you know, top 50, 40, or 30 finishes, then this is a good strategy. You know, you're going to constantly get in the, you know, in the top 25, top 20, top 15, and so on and so on. And because the end of the game is a lot different from the rest of the game, the circle gets so much smaller, and the pace of play and building gets so much faster. It's a lot crazier. You get people that normally end up at the end are really good at building, really good at building fast and editing really fast as well. And if you kind of want to see this for yourself in a game and try to, you know, compete with those and, you know, maybe get yourself towards the end of the game, you won't have a lot of kills by the end of the game, so it's not gonna look like anything crazy, like you had some epic game where you won because you got a lot of eliminations, but it will help you get towards the end of the game and get you that much closer to a victory royale. Even if I've seen plenty of people who've gotten victory royales where the only kill they got was the final kill of the game, that was their only elimination, and they win. They get that victory royale, and a victory is a victory to me. Doesn't matter if you had 20 eliminations or you only eliminated one person. The win is the win, and that means that you had the best strategy that game. And if the best strategy that game was to hang around the edge and stay away from everybody and then take advantage of the last person when they weren't ready, then you were the best man or woman that game. So there you go. Let's see here, what else do I want to mention today? Yes, I had a Twitter poll go up a couple days ago, and it was asking you guys if you like the adjustment or nerf to Thanos in the limited time mashup Infinity Gauntlet. And of course, people know was the winning vote there. I think most people, and everywhere I've read on forums or have had discussions with people, everybody kind of feels like it was a lot better. You know, when the circle was smaller and Thanos was more powerful. And I've already said here that the circle being so big is the biggest disappointment to me. It was more of a, you know, it became almost like playing a solo mode, because I could go a whole match and I could hear Thanos, you know, I could hear the gauntlet when it dropped, and then I could hear Thanos when, you know, somebody would pick up the gauntlet and would say the end is near, but then he'd be so far away, I would never even get a chance to see him before I got eliminated by somebody else. And that was kind of disappointing, because the whole point of having Thanos in this game is you want to see him. Even if you don't pick it up yourself, you still want to see him and try to take him down. You don't want to have to, like, run across the whole map just to try to get to him. So there's that. We have that. I wanted to mention, so no new reviews today, so you guys get on that. Based on the number of listeners getting, hoping I can get you guys to go give me a review over there on iTunes. Let's try to set a goal. Right now we have 14 ratings, I guess. I would like to see written reviews. I believe I have 12 of those. I'll have to double check, but I'd like to try to get to, let's try to get to 25. That's my first goal, is to get to 25 written reviews. That would be really nice to have to help out the show. The other thing I want to mention with you guys listening, I know a lot of you guys are listening, because last month, again, we had over 7,000 downloads. This month we have over 9,000 downloads already. We're 13 days into the month, and we're already well over 9,000 downloads. Going to be on our way to 10,000 probably in the next day or two, if it keeps going at the rate people are downloading. And again, the rate of people downloading the show is going up every single day. So I only have you, the listeners, to think about that, because I'm not really, you know, again, I haven't, like, told in my friends that I'm doing this show, so it's all been word of mouth of people finding the show and then telling their friends that the show is going on here. And let's see here. It's crazy. Again, already over 9,000 downloads this month. Still got 2.5 weeks left to go, so I have no idea what it's going to end up looking like at the end of the month, but I know it's going to be crazy. Let's see here. But yeah, guys, thank you again to all of you. Start sending in those 5-star ratings and reviews over to iTunes so I can read them and shout you guys out on the show here. Go over to my Twitch and start following me on Twitch. I'd like to start getting some followers over there on Twitch too. Again, that's another thing that will help out the show here. Let's see here. Anything else that you see in the links down below, follow and like and subscribe, all those things really helps out. Until then, guys, I think I'm done. Oh, you know what? I better mention that today was Mother's Day. Hopefully you guys were able to spend time with your mothers or somebody motherly or whoever, you know, is that type of figure in your life. Maybe you even got to play Fortnite with them or show them Fortnite. I know my son showed, you know, he's always what my wife, his mom is always watching him play Fortnite, but of course he's excited to show his grandmas as well, so he does that, and you know sometimes they enjoy it, and I'm hopefully maybe there's a mother out there listening to the show that you know enjoys playing Fortnite as well. If you are one of those mothers out there that enjoys Fortnite, you know, write a review, send me something in the show so we can shout you out and say thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And yeah, now this is the end of the show, so until then, guys, till the next one, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.